Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. The summer of 2013 has given New York and the East Coast some pretty extreme weather, from heat waves to extended periods of rain, which has not boded well for vegetable farmers. Seth Jacobs of Slack Hollow Farm in Washington County, New York, gives us the breakdown.
The big issue for all the growers up here has been that the weather has been just kind of unstable. We had a really cold spring. We had sunny, warm days, but all through April and May, we had very cold nights. It was going down to about 38 every night. And the soil wasn't warming up because of that. We never got like a warm spring rain that would kind of liven things up. But then the big problem was it started to rain around the 1st of June, and it just kept raining for a good 5 or 6 weeks. Like the forecast was rain all the time. And we got 23.5 inches of rain, and things really spun out of control, and we lost control of our seedings, of weed control, field prep. And we'll be feeling the consequences of those 6 weeks for a while.
So what can consumers do to help farmers recover from bad seasons?
Well, buy what they have, buy whatever farmers have, and understand that things are short. There's going to be shortages. The things that were planted in June and early July are going to be harvested in late July and August and September. So understand that there's not going to be the full range of stuff. You know, work with farmers and buy what they have. Because we're all kind of counting our losses right now.
You heard the man. Shop at your local farmer's market and work with what they've got. We're all in this together. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.